I'm Tim Evans, and you're listening to Mind Over Money, presented by Waymaker. Right, hello everyone. Hey, Lockie and Archie.
G'day, Tim. Hey, Archie.
G'day, Tim. G'day, Lachlan.
I love our g'days. Thank you. Today we're going to be talking about some problems and whether we avoid or engage. And this is really a secret to living an amazing life.
Mm.
So we might open up with a question today, and that's: what problems are you avoiding at the moment as it relates to your finances? And because what we avoid is often a clue of what we need to tackle first or next. Maybe this question will pop up in your mind as you're driving or wherever you're listening. Whatever that is, today, let's start making steps and taking action to how we can overcome those problems.
Yeah, especially the problems that we're avoiding. Really, what we're talking about today is taking responsibility for our lives so that we can move forward and live differently. Live a better life, a better story than maybe we've had in the past. And often what's holding us back from living that better story, that better life, is these problems that we're avoiding. Maybe you're driving along right now and you're thinking about it. You kind of know already what those problems are that you've been avoiding. But we created a list, so let's run through a couple of examples here.
Yeah. Actually, just to jump in there, Lachlan, is that me being the oldest person in the group at the moment, we can actually avoid things for a very long time and have that constant pain of what we've been avoiding. And just recently, I've been getting some help to fix some pain problems in my life. And I've just been amazed at how long I avoided them for and just the difference it's made in my life to actually get those things sorted. So, yeah, so it is a strong point that is like if we avoid it, it just keeps happening. Mm. So what we're talking about today is let's face the pain. It's a pain one way or the other. So, yeah, let's get into it.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. So let's run through a couple of things, especially in regards to our finances that we maybe are avoiding taking responsibility for. And as we go through this list, maybe it'll bring up some things in your own life. It certainly does for me. And
trigger warning.
Yes. Yeah. So here's a big one. A big one is student debt that's building. I think a lot of people are avoiding that, avoid thinking about that, looking at that little tab on the ATO website. Mm. But that's a big one.
Yeah, another one there is using credit cards to buy now instead of saving. So that use of credit cards could be causing some problems there. But, you know, we often avoid that. Or we're also just avoiding saving for things. So that makes us rely on the credit cards.
Mm.
Another one I've seen recently is borrowing from family. So people have borrowed money from family and are avoiding paying the money back or avoiding the family member altogether. Which obviously is going to cause problems. Don't want to be avoiding family.
Yeah, that one can really cause some stress in the family when you're borrowing from family or even friends is the other one as well. The other classic would be the home loan is growing instead of getting paid off. And it's common that we find, you know, that the home loan that started at $200,000 is now sitting at $600,000. And you just sort of go, where did that $400,000 come from? And again, it's something that we're avoiding. We're just using, you know, think we're using the equity in the home, but it's actually, you know, making things worse, not better.
Mm. That one's been catching a lot of people out as, I guess, we've come off a decade of rates coming down and assets going up. And so people were able to keep borrowing and doing up their homes, going on holidays, etc. And now the reverse is happening. The check has finally come.
Yeah, another one, you mentioned holidays, but maybe using personal loans to go on holidays or personal loans to do things that maybe you should rather save for.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's definitely one where we avoid taking responsibility.
Yeah, often see that one with overseas holidays that could be costing $10,000 plus and people take a personal loan for it.
Another one I'd say is hating your job, but not actually changing anything. So people not enjoying their work, but they're just not taking that responsibility to either get help to get past the issue in their work or even just change their jobs altogether. And so they've been talking about it, thinking about it, but haven't done anything about it.
Mm. Another good one there is, you know, sitting down and making a plan. Sometimes if we've got a fair bit of pain in our finances, we can avoid sitting down with our partner and making a plan. because there's just too much pain. We feel like there's too much pain and we're trying to avoid that pain. But honestly, what we've seen in Waymaker is you sit down and make the plan and start working stuff through, and it's just amazing the change. So
the weight comes off your shoulders. You feel like you finally started to address the problem. Yeah. I guess that is just a summary of all these points is we can avoid everything, and even touching our finances or thinking about our finances in general, just because of maybe one, two or three of these things that we mentioned on the list. And funny thing is that sometimes it's really small. Like you could be throwing out all your finances just over something very, very small, like $1,000 debt or a job that you don't like, a loan that you took out many years ago, when really, you know, you could fix that thing in maybe a couple of months and get on with doing really well in your finances. So however big or small these problems are that we're avoiding, often the problem seems bigger when we're thinking about it and vacillating about it versus when we get in and make a plan and we realize, you know what, we could actually get that guy solved in about maybe 1 month, 2 months, 6 months.
Yeah.
So once we accept the facts of our current situation, we can start to take responsibility and we can start to change the direction of where we're heading and create that better story for our lives moving forward. At Waymaker, we are definitely building a culture of taking responsibility with our team and our members. We've been talking about this morning. That's why we've hit record and we thought we'd do a podcast on this today. We found that working with people and their finances, that if they take responsibility for their mindsets, their cash flow, we see massive transformation and success in their lives, especially when they're then able to work with professional partners like our wealth partners to implement strategies that really move them forward and accelerate their progress.
Yep.
But it all starts with taking responsibility.
Yeah. Oh, look, as we were just talking about this stuff, you know, the classic is we can find ourselves vacillating and not buying a house, and we could be just continually saving, ready to buy a house, but not actually buying the house. You know, sometimes to take responsibility, we're just needing a bit more trust. You know, we're needing a bit more support to be able to help us to take the steps that we need. And again, that's where Waymaker comes in, to bring that trust, to bring that support, to help people make changes.
Yeah.
And we love it. Mm. We love seeing when people get in and buy a house and the change that occurs, you know, and they go, oh, why didn't I do this sooner? Yeah, that's the classic.
Yeah. And we're actually making changes to our First Home Accelerator, which is a stream within our Waymaker program. And that's going to help people really get ready to buy their first home. So if you are a member, make sure you ask your advocate about that and get onto that.
So Tim, what do you think we avoid taking responsibility?
Yeah, I think there's multiple reasons. Like you just said, there's maybe lack of support, but I think a big one is it's hard. It can be hard to take responsibility. Like buying a house, maybe it's a lack of trust, but also there's a lot of work involved with purchasing your first home, and there's fear involved of the unknown, and they're all real. But often it's not as real as you think, and it's not as scary as you think, and maybe the work is real, but it's very rewarding as well when you start to take responsibility and not avoid. I think because we all know we shouldn't avoid it, but step up and go forward. So if you're avoiding something, it is either way, it's going to be painful. So you get to choose. You get to pick your pain, so to speak. And I think we're advocating, and this is not easy for all of us here. We have to pick our pain every day. So we're not the masters of this, but we obviously advocating for going forward and choosing maybe the hard path, but at the end of the day, both paths can be difficult. So pick which one you want, which future you want.
Yeah. Yep.
It does feel great when you push through a difficult season to get to somewhere, and then you do reach that place, such as saying buying a home, and you look back and you go, wow, we can do hard things, and you've built that resilience, and it sticks with you for life. And when you face the next challenge, you can go to your partner and say, hang on, we've done this before. You know, we remember the pain of saving and sacrificing to get into our first home. And it doesn't leave you. It sticks with you for life and makes you stronger.
Yeah. It allows you to expand too. Like you become a bigger person as you go through pain.
Yeah.
Avoiding pain doesn't make us bigger, but growing and going through pain actually makes us a bigger person and a better person. So the classic for me is farmers. I've loved working with farmers over my lifetime. you know, started as a kid when we used to go to our uncle's and auntie's farms. And, you know, it's just amazing how farmers can go through so much pain. They're the last to get paid. You know, they're the first to lose, you know, the crops or the cattle when drought hits. And they just keep going. There's this resilience where they go, well, we've done it before, we can do it again. And even though they can face worse circumstances than they've ever faced before, like it could be a worse drought, it could be a worse situation just in markets, you know, the pricing of markets and stuff, and they just find a way through to keep going. So love that about farmers. And it's, you know, it's just a good picture of what our story is like as well, that, you know, as we go through, work through these pain, you know, the pain barriers on different things, we become like those farmers. You know, we find a way forward and we find a way forward the next time again. Yeah. So at Waymaker, we're really building a community that can support people on their journey with their finances, and it's so that they don't give up. So, you know, if we look at that farmer situation, the farmers don't give up, and that's how we want to be. We just don't want to give up. We want to keep on going. We were talking about Bear Grylls and a few other people there earlier in our discussions. My wife and I, we just love watching Bear Grylls on TV. Read his book. What was it? Mud, Sweat and Tears. Just found it. You know, he never gave up. That was what we always loved about Bear. You know, he was trying to be training for SAS and he failed. He had a couple of failures, but he still made it because he kept on going. And normally a failure like that means you'll never get there. But the thing about Bear is he just didn't give up and kept working at it and he got there.
So how can we take responsibility? Because it can be hard, and if it was easy, you know, we'd all just do it. But we've just got four thoughts that we've come up together. I'm just going to list them off, and maybe you can deploy these in your own lives. And the first one is we've talked about this already, but community, getting people around you. And I think transformation is something that actually said really happens in community, because you have trust and you have these different ideas floating around. And I mean, this is the power of school, of education, when you're with people, of discussion, that we really grow and stretch through that. And it's also encouraging. That's another part of it that we forget, that when you get around like-minded people, I get encouraged when I hear stories, like we hear about people overcoming and doing it. So that's a really key part of having a great community. The next one is get clarity, making the path clear in front of you. Maybe we touched on that before, but sitting down and having a plan, kind of you can see the future and you get a bit of a vision. And then you have these bite-sized pieces of the puzzle where you're like, okay, I know where I need to start now to get to that future down the path. And that's connected with the third thought, which is start small. I think you don't need to change the world in the first step. You can just start with a really small thing that could be looking at the budget. That could be, you know, talking with your partner. It could be a really small step, and just start small and get little wins because they build up over time.
I love what John C. Maxwell talks about. You don't have to change the world, but if you change your world and everyone changes their world, then it does end up changing the world.
Yeah.
Because you focus on what you can control, which is your sphere of influence, your world. And that acts as a ripple effect and, you know, creates that bigger impact.
Yeah, that's great. Love that. Just the last thought, the fourth one here was just don't wait for feelings. You know, when we wait until we feel like doing something, it'll probably never happen. So, yeah, discipline doesn't happen when you feel like it, but kind of in spite of it. So that's part of the plan that you've made. Okay, so this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to not even buy the cookies so that I'm not even tempted at 9 p.m. and how can we do that in finance? Okay, I'm going to make a plan so that when I don't feel like it, I can stick to the plan anyway.
Hands up if you've woken up and felt like going for a run. Oh, wait, this is a podcast. None of us have our hands raised. That's why we got to have systems, right? Because the system is what keeps us going in those small daily steps beyond just even having a plan. The system is what keeps some momentum, keeps the habits flowing.
Yeah.
It's difficult at first. Just this week or last week, I broke my hand and I've been having to use, I broke my right hand and I've been having to use my left hand for everything. And it's been very challenging, but and I've been really tired at the end of the day. But I've noticed I'm actually getting faster. It's becoming more and more normal. And I think, like you said, as we keep doing something, it just becomes more normalized. And in the beginning, it's always hard, but now I'm starting to not even have to think about it. And
Tim, how'd you break your hand?
I do Brazilian jiu-jitsu and I'm obviously not very good at it. And I fell awkwardly. Very silly, but lesson learned. So taking it as a challenge, a neurological challenge to train my brain and my left hand to do stuff. So
I like that. You're not avoiding it. You're engaging it.
Yeah, that's the classic, Tim. Like I remember when I first started learning to ride a skateboard in my 30s, the thing I kept telling myself was to relax and don't put your hands out. So every time I had a crash, I would just do a roll and totally avoid putting my hands out and always come out well off at the other end. So, apart from a couple of broken ribs one time, but so one thing I picked up on as you were going through that list there, Tim, was, we can only control what we can control. So we're not talking about trying to control the world economy or, which we often hear people say things like, I won't do that because that's too risky. Well, actually, there's things that we can do to control the risk of what we're doing. And that's what we get people to focus on at Waymaker. We're not worried about the world economy or the Australian economy or anything else. We only focus on what we can do. That's what gives us the small steps. That gives us the clarity. That helps us overcome those feelings and gets us moving forward. And that's the advantage, again, of community is, we're working with people who are seeing what's working and who are encouraging and helping us to, control what we can control and ignore the stuff that we need to ignore. And I think that was always a classic with the farmers that I saw was that if the crop failed, they couldn't control that, but they could think about what's my next step that I need to put in place here. That's going to keep the farm going and keep me going. And that could be that they go out and get a job to get enough income to coming in to keep things going. Or it could be that they get ready to plant their next crop. That's where they would go. They'd look at the next steps and what the next thing was going to be for them.
That's great. Yeah. I think that's really encouraging for anyone who's had a business failure or a job failure or something just go wrong lately in their life. Instead of forming a pity party, what can we do to get back into community and take our next step and build back our confidence and our momentum? We had a member in our program that experienced this. Archie, do you want to share about this person?
Yeah, in her case, we go through some dramatic change. She had a dramatic change in her life and she's coming up to retirement. And so there's a lot of fear and a lot of worry in her situation when she came to us. And so we just helped her put a cash flow system in place. And we got her to start managing something that she could manage straight away to help remove the fear and the worry. And then we started working on mindsets and getting her ready to buy a home. And, we just took her through a process over time, built trust. And, she is now doing so well. She's bought a home. She's in a great place. All the finances are going so well. And she's ready for retirement. And I just love, how well she's doing and the smile on her face and how good that is for us, as a community in what we're actually achieving together.
Love that. So to sum up this chat, I just want to share a quote from an author, Donald Miller. He says, "I used to think that life was something that happened to me, but now I think life is something I get to create and you get to create yours too." I love this quote because it reminds me that we are in the driver's seat, that we do have elements of control in our life and anything that is actually possible if we believe it and we take action, which is really what we've been talking about today. So even when bad things happen to us or we're trying to avoid a certain problem, we can control how we respond to that and we can learn from these challenges and continue to grow and live a meaningful, fulfilling, rewarding life.
Hmm.
Yeah, so we come back to, I guess, the question that was in the title of this episode. Are we going to avoid or are we going to engage? Because when we engage, that is the secret to an amazing life.
Mm-hmm.
Hear, hear.
So good.
Well, thanks, Lachie and Archie. It was great chatting, and even just doing these podcasts, I feel encouraged, ready to get out there, tackle life, take on life. And thank you, as always, who's joined us today for listening to Mind Over Money, the podcast that helps Australians have finances that work. We'll see you next week.
So, as always, this podcast is for education purposes only and is not financial advice. You can head over to waymakerpodcast.com.au if you'd like to connect with one of our trusted wealth partners, such as financial advisor, accountant, mortgage broker, buyer's advocate, or solicitor, and they can help you get the advice that's tailored to your situation.